Billionaires to the rescue. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We heard this week that more billionaires are stepping up.
40 wealthy families and individuals have joined Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, pledging to give at least half of their wealth to charity.
The signers of the official giving pledge now include Larry Ellison, co-founder of Oracle, the founders of eBay, the founder of Domino's Pizza, George Lucas, Ted Turner, people who have started companies from scratch, revolutionized culture and commerce. These are people who risked money, worked hard, and woke up one morning with more wealth than they could possibly spend on themselves or wisely hand down to their children. So they'll give it away to good causes, causes which help people who can't help themselves. Well, as we just heard this morning, there are more and more people like that right here.
The economy shed 131,000 jobs in the month of July.
Unemployment, still 9.5%.
And the big number in all of this is the 13 million jobs that need to be created in order to bring unemployment to a more normalized 6% level.
That'll mean more opportunities to practice charity, I suppose. Except people don't really want charity, do they? They want a job. If the billionaire super friends need a cause, why don't they start a bank? The Bank of the Billionaire Super Friends, where credit is really not a problem, checking is always free, and if you're having trouble writing a business plan, we'll help you. It would be a bank with one purpose, to lend money to anyone who can create more than one job. You succeed at that, you might not need charity at all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.